Natty was a bright little boy, but today even he had a long day of his history classes and he had a trip to go with his parents. Natty mourningly got into the car with his parents along with Pooja, the neighbor girl.
Is that place far away? Because I am too tired, Mommy.
Come on. Ho, you had history today? Sorry, dear.
Except for the story of Alexander, the rest was too heavy for me.
I'm sorry, son, but we have made a commitment and I can promise you that the place will not be a punishment. You can talk with Pooja. Ha, here she comes.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Raja.
I'm not going to talk with her. I want to take a nap. Please wake me up when we are there.
And so did Natty sleep in the car when they were off. But he woke up in a very different place, a very different time indeed. He woke up in a bed that was nowhere related to the 21st century. It was ancient and rich. He was somewhere in the room of a prince. He slowly woke up from his bed and walked out of his room. The palace he was standing was splendid with a lot of people walking around. All of them gave him a respectful gesture.
Prince Alex, I have some news for you from King Philip.
And Natty found himself responding to the person in the voice of Prince Alexander.
Really? Does he always speak like this? Through you? Where has he gone now?
Of course, conquering as any Macedonian king would do. But sir, he has something special waiting for you in your private garden and he wants you to see them.
Another warcraft, huh?
Nope, this is a special gift he received.
Gift?
Please sir.
Okay, I'm going.
And so did young Alexander walk through his garden only to find himself standing before a huge black elephant, idle in a sitting position. The elephant had a soothing smile on his face and it was as if the elephant could see Alex.
You look so real.
I'm real.
You talk?
Only when people talk to me.
So what is your name?
You can call me Ganesh.
Ganesh.
You got it. You seem to be very angry.
Of course I am. I haven't seen my father for a long time. He is always off to war, conquering lands, battles, killing people for power, and destroying everything they built. Why can't there be a single ruler of this world?
But there are many races out there. They always fight and destroy. Do you have a solution for that?
I can destroy all races and make them one.
Destroy? You will destroy every other races that exist? I see. Is that the only thing you can think of?
How else? That is what my blood make me think of. I mean, we are fighters. That is what we are born for.
For once, you can think different, unlike yourself. Maybe you can do things different. Maybe you have a different destiny or legacy. Think.
I can mix them. I can marry people among all races and create a better race so that all the existence race will cease to exist without any blood.
I'm afraid that is not happening. Do you think everyone will agree with you?
Why not? I can convince them and explain them.
It is not easy as it sounds. You can only fight battles and that does not help. You might fight them and even win them, but that is not the war. The real war is making and creating harmonious world. Can you win that war?
I will try. I can bring all the world under one rule, my rule.
You can try that. Yes, you can try that, but still.
What? Can it not happen?
It will, but you'll not do it.
Why not?
Tell me, how will you do it?
I'll conquer the whole world.
By?
By, of course, war. What did you think? We do battles.
But battles do not win you anything permanent at any time. That never happens.
But I can't be a saint. I'm going to be a king. And I do battles to descend and to explore.
So you would not win the war.
So such a thing as the united raceless world is not happening.
I never said that. But definitely not by you or your methods, and not in your time. No, but in the future, I see a light and hope I will be with the light to guide it to its destiny. And one day your dream will be realized without destroying anything that is loved or has love or is made of love. It would indeed be a celebration of love there.
When will that happen? Can I see that happen?
Of course not when you're king, but you will be known by this world and people will carry your wish in their heart. And such people will get together one day to create a new city of dawn, and you can see it through them.
How much time do we have to go there?
Just 10 minutes or something like that.
Natty wakes up at the stock.
10 minutes to where?
Of course, Orwell. Don't you know that? That's where we are going.
What's Orwell anyway?
It is a new city in Dawn, where people from all around the world where can live together. It is famously referred as the new dawn or the new light.
This might have been the light Ganesh saw.
What?
Nothing. It's just that I'm looking forward to see this place.
Radio play Alexander's Encounter. Performed by Deepanam School Children from Auroville. Written by Venu for Auroville Radio.